Hello, and oh God, I haven't plugged the microphone in. Hello, and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, quite often I get emails from some of you lovely boys and lovely girls asking me for advice on various interesting aspects of your lives. I am honoured that you should think I should be a person that you would wish to take advice from. But I received a letter the other day that particular an email that particularly interested me. That's anonymous, and so I thought I would read it out and simply give my advice to for what it's worth. And if anybody else is interested in the same kind of thing, then of course do get in touch.
He's the uncle that your mum warned you about, the bass daggity uncle sorting you out.
The title, Wanderings of a Wanderer. Dear Ed, I'm 34, British, financially comfortably off, nomadic by design for the past few years. On paper, it looks like freedom. In reality, I'm increasingly unsure whether I've optimized for stimulation at the expense of rootedness. I've built a life around interesting people, ambitious people, high agency people. It fulfills me intellectually, but most of those relationships are thin and geographically scattered. I don't really have a regular in-person social circle, no weekly football game, no familiar cafe where people know my name, no apartment that's actually mine with furniture I chose. I feel this tension. Part of me wants a home base, warm, walkable, socially dense, with a few proper friends and maybe a possibility of a family. The other part fears settling down somewhere too peaceful and cutting myself off from acceleration. When I was in New York, I felt like my life could speed up, but am I romanticizing it? Everywhere eventually becomes a five-street radius. I'm conscious I'm 34. I can see time moving. I don't want to wake up at 45 with money and but no roots. Equally, I don't want to retreat into comfort prematurely. How do I choose a big a base city without over-optimizing, romanticizing, or paralyzing myself? And how do I tell whether I'm chasing energy or avoiding depth? Well, it's an interesting question, Mr. Wanderer, and it's I suppose it's a perennial question, really, especially for young chaps. So you're absolutely not alone in feeling this way, and trade-offs have to be made. I mean, I'm known for my evolutionary theories and models and whatever, and it's just such a basic thing, whether it's the nature of a woman or the nature of your own life. Trade-offs have to be made in pursuit of the optimum, and I think that's what you're asking about. I was particularly interested in the email because you basically have done exactly the opposite of what I did. So I met my current wife when I was 21. We were married when I was only just 25, and I was a father by tw 28. And I would keep in touch with friends from university and that kind of thing. And I would watch them enjoying their 20s and living in flat shares in London, which in those days was a livable and fun and funky place, unlike now. And enjoying themselves and having parties and all this kind of thing. And also just being in London, whereas I'd moved to a very, very provincial place, Oulu in northern Finland. And they, I was sort of jealous in a way when I realized, just how quickly I've settled down, I just how unnomadic I was. But of course, then there is the advantage of somewhere like this, where I've been, I've lived here 21 years, where of course you get to know lots of people, and there's a sense of rootedness and a sense of place and a sense of routine, and some people might not like that. But I think that the you don't need to worry that much. I mean, first of all, I would say to look at your specific questions, I think it's perfectly possible to get that balance right without risking things. The metaphor that occurred to, simile that occurred to me was, it's a little bit like when you think about when you were at university or whatever, and you have a girlfriend. Well, what happens when you have a girlfriend? Your friendships, they sort of go by the wayside a little bit. you see your friends less. You socialize with your friends less. You have a period where you are doing less with your friends because you have this girlfriend. And then you probably break up, you know, because it's university. And then those friendships quickly hit back into the original rhythm, and there's no real problem. So it strikes me that in terms of trade-offs, perhaps it wouldn't be necessarily a problem to go through a period of doing the opposite of what you're doing now, of settling down, of finding some nice wife, of living for a period in somewhere where you're rooted. And then, you know, later on, perhaps once you've had children and they're a bit older or whatever, you can start resuming the kind of more, if not nomadic, but as it were, exciting and career focused and ambitious, and these words you use, high agency, dimension of life that you also find attractive. But you're not rejecting that aspect of life. You're just sort of drawing it in a bit so you can focus on another aspect of life, which will be more peaceful and whatever. So you say, are you romanticizing it? Are you romanticizing New York or this high-powered life? Yes, you are. And equally, some people may be guilty of romanticizing the opposite, the settled life, as they call it, the walkable and socially dense and having lots of friends and all this. It's important not to romanticize that either, because it's not all strawberries and cream, I'm afraid, when you're in an in-depth relationship with somebody or in a small intimate social circle, there can be problems. So it's possible to romanticize both. And I think that it's perfectly reasonable to start thinking about this at the age of 34. You can see time moving precisely. It's the normal time, or a little bit younger. It's to sort of settle down a bit. But that doesn't mean that you completely settle down permanently. It means you go through a period of a different kind of life, and then it can gradually change back, but not completely back, into the earlier kind of life that you've built. And then you have that kind of balance between the stability and the drama. I think that's what you're looking for, perhaps. The chasing energy, you say. The stability and the drama. And I think that balance can be reached by going through a period of the stability and then bringing back some drama later. And then you don't need to worry about being about dysphoria, about one extreme or the other. It's the balance between the two. So thank you very much for writing. And I don't know, I'm flattered that you write and ask for my advice. And I hope this helps. And tally ho, and good luck, and goodbye.
And if you want to ask me a question, click the link below or scan the QR code.
The Jolly Heretics heard it all before. Pull up a pew, he'll settle the score.